Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about triumphs big and small. This next piece comes from listener Terry Boring, whose story does not echo his name. He wrote to us about his big break that started with a dead-end job at a convenience store in Pittsburgh.
I was the assistant manager, which, as some people may or may not know, is actually the worst job that you can have in the convenience store business, because you get none of the respect of the store manager. You get all of the terrible hours that they can't get anyone else to work. And the uniforms, it was like they got out of the time machine straight out of 1981. It's mint green, and I had these pleated black slacks. And I just looked like a sad joke. It was not a fun place to work. My big break happened one day when one of the regulars walked into the convenience store, and I later come to find out that his name was Greg. He bought his usual pack of Marlboro Lights, and I remember at the time we had a special going on where if you bought two packs of Marlboro cigarettes, it was $10 instead of the usual $6.50 per pack. I said, listen, you come in every couple of days, you buy a pack of cigarettes, you could buy two packs and save yourself some time and money. And he paused and smiled and looked at me, and he said, what are you doing here, kid? What are you doing working at a place like this? No one had ever asked me a question quite like that before. Up until that point, you know, I didn't do very well in school. Most of my young and early adult life had been spent with, you know, a lot of people telling me how much potential I was wasting and how I wasn't really living up to what I was capable of doing. So I didn't really have an answer for him, and I just said, I really don't know what else I would be doing. And he said, well, I work at a bank, and I work in sales. You should come work with me. I want you to apply for a job. I'll put in a good word for you. I went in, they interviewed me, and the recruiter called me back and said some words that I really wasn't expecting. We'd like to extend you an offer for a job. And by the way, this is not a glamorous job that I'm signing up for. It was the customer service representative job, which at the time I was ecstatic about. And I ran into Greg and I said, hey, I got the job. And he said, oh, congratulations, buddy. I just told him, yeah, thanks a lot for putting in a good word for me. And he said, oh, I totally forgot to. Sorry about that. And I had done it all on my own. The thing that I can kind of take away from that is it's really amazing what can happen when somebody believes in you, even if, you know, you don't believe in yourself. About 9 months later, I got a job in the sales department, and I became the top salesperson, and having set the annual and monthly record for sales in the department, they noticed me. And eventually I kind of worked my way up, and here I am 7 years later, a vice president of the company and sales performance manager. And my big break can be, you know, is found in a most unexpected place.
That's Terry Boring. He emailed us his story, and now we want to hear from you. Send us a message at mybigbreak@npr.org.